and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
我们要祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们耶稣救主，我们感谢你在你的话当中已经给了我们主耶稣的启示。求主的灵同每一位听众讲话，帮助他们接受主耶稣为他们个人的救主。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in our book to Lesson 36.
现在翻开课本到第36课。
Lesson 36.
第36课。
The subject of Lesson 36 is What is Sin?
第36课的题目是罪是什么？
Much is said about sin in the Bible.
在圣经里论到罪恶说了很多。
We have read that the wages of sin is death.
我们曾经念过罪的工价就是死。
Romans 6:23.
罗马六章二十三节。
We have also read,
我们也念过
that all have sinned.
所有的人都犯过罪。
And come short of the glory of God.
都亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
Romans 3:23.
罗马三章二十三节。
According to these texts,
根据这些个经文的说法，
man without Christ,
就是没有基督的人，
is in a hopeless condition.
就是在一种没有希望的境况之中。
He has nothing in the future.
他对将来是毫无所有。
But death staring him in the face.
只有那死亡对着他的面。
The Bible does not leave man in this hopeless state.
圣经并没有让人留在这种无望的境况之中。
It plainly reveals the secret of overcoming sin and death.
它很清楚地显示了胜过罪恶和死亡的秘诀。
It not only points out the path to destruction,
它不仅指出了灭亡的路，
It also points out the path to eternal life,
它也指出了引向永生的道路。
The first thing which man must do,
人所必须做的第一件事情，
is to recognize what sin is,
就是要认出到底罪是什么。
Only then can he apply the remedy for sin.
然后他才能够应用除去罪恶的救药。
In 1 John 3:4,
在约翰一书三章四节
is recorded the best definition of sin in the Bible.
记载着圣经里面对于罪所下的一个最好的定义。
It says,
他这样说，
Sin is the transgression of the law.
违背律法就是罪。
What law?
什么律法呢？
Naturally, the law of God.
自然是指上帝的律法。
He is the creator of the universe.
他乃是宇宙的创造主。
He is a God of order.
他乃是一位有次序的上帝。
His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
他的国乃是一个永远的国度。
His kingdom is based on law.
在他的国度也是以律法为根基的。
God expects his creatures to obey this law.
上帝是希望期望他的受造之物遵行这个律法。
It is recorded in Exodus 20:3-17.
这律法是记载在出埃及记二十章三至十七节。
There are a total of 10 commands.
这地方一共有十条命令。
The central thought of each command is as follows.
每一条命令的中心思想是这样的。
Number one.
第一个。
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Number two.
第二。
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Number three.
第三条。
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
不可妄称耶和华你上帝的名。
Number four.
第四。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Number five.
第五。
Honor thy father and thy mother.
当孝敬父母。
Number six.
第六。
Thou shalt not kill.
不可杀人。
Number seven.
第七。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Number eight.
第八。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可偷盗。
Number nine.
第九。
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
不可做假见证。
Ten.
第十。
Thou shalt not covet.
不可起贪心。
These ten rules.
这十条规律。
Will be explained more fully in a later lesson.
在以后的课程中，我们要更详细的讨论。
Here is God's standard of morality.
这是上帝对世人道德所定的标准。
Yes, for mankind in all ages.
对各世代的世人所定。
Although many in the isolated areas of earth,
虽然在世界上比较偏僻的地区
have not read the law of God,
他们没有念过上帝的律法。
Yet God has placed within the heart of man,
但是上帝在人的心里面安置了
the principles of this law,
这个律法的原则。
Moreover, this law is the basis of every democratic government.
而且这个律法也是每一个民主的政府的基本。
In any land, a lawbreaker becomes a criminal.
不论在什么地方，凡是敢违反律法的，就成为一个罪犯。
He must be apprehended.
那么他就必须要被逮捕。
A lawbreaker is not at liberty.
犯律法的就不是自由人。
He becomes a prisoner.
他就会成为一个囚犯。
Until he has paid the penalty for his transgression.
直到他为他所犯的罪而受了刑罚为止。
God says that the transgressor of his ten precepts is a sinner.
上帝说，凡是干犯了他这个十条诫命的，就是罪人。
The penalty for the transgression of his divine law is death.
干犯他这神圣律法的这个刑罚就是死亡。
Inasmuch as all men have transgressed God's law,
既然所有的世人都违反了上帝的律法，
they are under a death sentence.
他们都是受了死刑的判决。
According to the Bible,
根据圣经的说法，
there are two types of sins.
有两种罪恶。
There are sins not only of commission.
不仅有一种是干犯的罪。
There are also sins of omission.
还有一种罪称为无所事事的罪。
In James 4:17 it says,
在雅各四章十七节说，
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good,
人若知道行善
and doeth it not,
却不去行。
To him it is sin.
这就是他的罪。
The Christian must be a man of conviction.
基督徒必须是有信念的人。
He is a champion of what is right.
他必须是为了这个正义做斗士。
If he sees someone unjustly treated,
如果他看见人受某一些人受了不公平的待遇，
he does not remain quiet.
他并不保持静默。
He will endeavor through pacific means.
他就会用一种和平的方法，
to see that justice is done.
希望能够施行公义公平。
If there is an opportunity.For him to give assistance to someone in need.
如果有机会，他可以帮助那些需要的人。
Conscience will not permit him to pass the needy unnoticed.
他的良心不许可他不去注意或者是不帮助那些个需要的人。
He will give assistance as far as possible.
他要尽他所能的去帮助人。
Even if personal sacrifice is involved.
即使要做一些个人的牺牲也在所不惜。
This text includes the sin of willful ignorance.
这个章节也是包括那些故意疏忽的人。
One Bible text reads,
一个圣经章节说,
The times of ignorance God overlooked.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，上帝并不鉴察。
But now, he commands all men everywhere to repent.
如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Acts 17:30.
使徒行传十七章三十节。
There was a time.
从前有一个时候。
Perhaps during the days of our ancestors.
也许就是我们祖先的那个时代。
When travel was difficult.
那个时候的旅行是很困难的。
No newspapers,
没有报纸。
No radios were in use,
也没有用无线电。
As a result, millions were ignorant of the gospel of Christ.
所以有千千万万的人对基督的福音是毫无所知。
Those people are now in their graves.
现在呢，这些人是在他们的坟墓里头。
If they had lived up,to what they knew to be right.
如果他们是知道什么是对，就去做了。
They will not be lost.
这样他们就不会失丧。
But who in this modern day?
但是处在现代这个时代的人。
Who has not heard of the name Jesus?
有谁没有听见过耶稣这个名字呢？
Who can say?
谁能够说?
I have not had an opportunity.To investigate the teachings of Christianity.
我没有机会详细地查考基督教的教训。
If in this hour of light,
如果在这个光明的时代,
people refuse to walk in the light,
人要是拒绝在光里头走,
they will be left in eternal darkness.
他们就会留在永远的黑暗之中了。
They must bear the responsibility.For their willful ignorance.
他们就必须为他们的故意的无知而负责任。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
In John 8:34,
在约翰八章三十四节,
Whosoever committeth sin,
凡是犯罪的,
is the servant of sin.
就是罪的奴仆了。
The sinner is not a free person.
罪人不是自由的人。
He is a slave.
他乃是奴隶。
There are slaves to tobacco.
有的人是烟草的奴隶。
There are slaves to alcohol.
有人是酒的奴隶。
There are slaves to appetite.
有的人是胃口的食欲，这个奴隶。
There are slaves to physical passion.
有的人是身体，情欲的奴隶。
There are slaves to temper.
有的人是坏脾气的奴隶。
Many long for release.
很多人都渴望得着拯救释放
But have not the power
但是却没有力量
Thank God for the great emancipator
感谢上帝因为有这样一位伟大的释放者
He came to earth to set the captives free
他来到世上使被囚的得释放
Friend, Christ is willing to release you.
基督是乐意释放你。
From the sentence of death.
脱离这个死刑的判决。
He is willing to make you free in him.
他愿意使你在他里面得着自由。
Will you not accept his great deliverance?
你岂不愿意接受他这伟大的拯救吗？
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 36.
我们看36课的生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Graven.
雕刻。
Graven. Two. Adultery.
奸淫。
Adultery. Three. Criminal.
犯人。
Criminal. Four. Apprehended.
被捉。
Apprehended. Five. Omission.
没有作为。
Omission. Six. Conviction.
确信。
Conviction. Seven. Champion.
拥护者。
Champion. Eight. Pacific.
和平的。
Pacific. Nine.Appetite.
食欲。
Appetite. Ten. Emancipator.
释放者。
Emancipator. We will read the lesson over in English. Lesson 36.
36课用英文再念一遍。
Much is said about sin in the Bible. We have read that the wages of sin is death.We have also read that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. According to these texts, man without Christ is in a hopeless condition. He has nothing in the future but death staring him in the face. The Bible does not leave man in this hopeless state. It plainly reveals the secret of overcoming sin and death. It not only points out the path to destruction,It also points out the path to eternal life. The first thing which man must do is to recognize what sin is. Only then can he apply the remedy for sin. In 1 John 3:4 is recorded the best definition of sin in the Bible. It says, Sin is the transgression of the law. What law? Naturally, the law of God.He is the creator of the universe. He is a God of order. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His kingdom is based on law. God expects his creatures to obey this law. It is recorded in Exodus 20:3-17. There are a total of 10 commands. The central thought of each command is as follows.Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother.Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness. Number ten, thou shalt not covet. These 10 rules will be examined more fully in a later lesson.Here is God's standard of morality for mankind in all ages, although many in the isolated areas of earth have not read the law of God. Yet God has placed within the heart of man the principles of this law. Moreover, this law is the basis of every democratic government. In any land, a lawbreaker becomes a criminal. He must be apprehended.A lawbreaker is not at liberty. He becomes a prisoner until he has paid the penalty for his transgression. God says that the transgressor of his 10 precepts is a sinner. The penalty for the transgression of his divine law is death. Inasmuch as all men have transgressed God's law, they are under a death sentence. According to the Bible, there are two types of sins. There are sins not only of commission, there are also sins of omission. In James 4:17 it says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." The Christian must be a man of conviction. He is a champion of what is right. If he sees someone unjustly treated, he does not remain quiet. He will endeavor through pacific means to see that justice is done. If there is an opportunity for him to give assistance to someone in need, conscience will not permit him to pass the needy unnoticed. He will give assistance as far as possible, even if personal sacrifice is involved. This text includes the sin of willful ignorance. One Bible text reads, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent." Acts 17:30. There was a time, perhaps, during the days of our ancestors, when travel was difficult. No newspapers, no radios were in use. As a result, millions were ignorant of the gospel of Christ. Those people are now in their graves. If they had lived up to what they knew to be right, they will not be lost. But who in this modern day has not heard of the name Jesus? Who can say, "I have not had an opportunity to investigate the teachings of Christianity"? If, in this hour of light, people refuse to walk in the light, they will be left in eternal darkness. They must bear the responsibility for their willful ignorance. Jesus said in John 8:34, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." The sinner is not a free person. He is a slave. There are slaves to tobacco. There are slaves to alcohol. There are slaves to appetite. There are slaves to physical passion. There are slaves to temper. Many long for release, but have not the power. Thank God for the great emancipator. He came to earth to set the captives free. Friend, Christ is willing to release you from the sentence of death. He is willing to make you free in him. Will you not accept his great deliverance? My dear friend, are you a slave today?
我的朋友, 你今天是不是也是一个奴隶呢?
Do you have some habits which bind you?
你有没有一些个正在捆绑着你的习惯呢?
Do you wish to obtain release?
你是不是愿意得着释放?
And to be truly free in Jesus Christ?
而在耶稣基督里头真正的享受自由呢?
Perhaps you are a slave to wine and tobacco.
也许你正是受着烟草和酒的奴役。
Or perhaps you have other habits you would like to overcome.
或者你有些其他的习惯你希望能够胜过。
We will be very happy to help you.
我们是很乐意的要帮助你。
We will be glad to pray for you.
我们非常乐意的为你而祷告。
And we know that God will hear your own prayer as you ask him for deliverance.
当你自己向上帝祈求的时候, 上帝也必垂听。
Be sure and send us your prayer request.
请你将你祷告的要求写给我们。
And we will ask God to give you complete victory.
我们要祈求上帝使你获得完全的胜利。
May God bless you until the next time.
愿上帝赐福给你，再会。